Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Hey, let's play ball.
In the house?
Sure.
Hey, what are those things anyway?
Who doesn't remember getting yelled at for playing or throwing a ball inside the house? Then along came the Nerf.
Spongy foam. That doesn't hurt anything.
Nerf balls.
This popular product made from spongy foam produced hours of fun for kids playing football, basketball, or dart guns. In 1969, Minnesota-based games inventor Ren Geyer went to Parker Brothers with an idea for a volleyball game designed to be played indoors. The company decided to sell just the ball, giving birth to the first Nerf. Here's Geyer himself talking about the ball's fun potential.
One of these rocks over a net that was nearby. And we all looked at each other and said, bingo!
Within the first year, Parker Brothers sold millions of Nerf balls. In 1972, the company created a basketball game called Nerf Hoop and its most popular item, the Nerf football. And for those of you wondering, Nerf does not stand for non-expandable recreational foam.
Nerf's a Nerf.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.